This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Faraz Siddiqui. This is a mailbag show. Thanks for everyone who submitted questions. We're only 2 days out from the NFL draft. I'll be posting my instant reactions to all of the picks from rounds 1 through 3. Days 1 and days 2 on my Instagram stories at Upper Hand Fantasy. Make sure to stay tuned with me throughout all the picks on days 1 and 2. I can't wait to see where these guys land. So much work, man, went into this draft preparation. I hope all the content really helped you guys get familiar with these prospects. All really culminating to this week. Can't wait to break it all down on my Instagram stories during the draft. And on this show, after the draft, I will be in Tulum. So I will be still local for day one. And then on day two and day three, I will be in Tulum, Mexico, covering it from there. Why? Because me and my wife need to spend some time together. So we're going to be doing a whole lot of, partying. But at the same time, I'll be making sure I already have a setup ready at a bar for day two, for rounds 2 and 3. We're all set to go. So we'll be good to go there. I'm excited. Is there a better place to cover the draft from than Tulum Beach? No, I don't think so. So can't wait to break it all down. I'll be live on my Instagram stories to make sure to stay with me there. If you haven't checked out the Rookie Draft Kit, this is a great time to do that. If you get it through our website at upperhandfantasy.com, you'll get the post-draft version as well once it's ready, with breakdowns that include landing spots and all that. The Draft Kit has already gone through 2 revisions, so we're at revision 3 right now. Make sure to download the latest version if you already have the ones from a couple weeks ago. The post-draft one will be version 4. Remember, when you get the Rookie Draft Kit, the Dynasty Kit is included as well. I just put out an article within that Dynasty Draft Kit around 17 players that you could consider selling before the NFL draft. That's for anyone, who has the Dynasty Kit. My Dynasty rankings have also been updated this week. The Dynasty trade chart was also updated. So make sure to go check all that out at upperhandfantasy.com. Now, if you only want the latest copy of the Rookie Draft Kit and you don't care about the extra updated versions, and you haven't downloaded and used the Underdog Fantasy app to play best ball drafts, to put in pick'ems, if you do that and use code UPPERHAND when you make your first deposit, I will email you the current copy of the Rookie Draft Kit for free. Also, your first deposit on Underdog gets doubled up to $100, and the minimum to deposit on Underdog is only $10, so not a bad deal at all to get that Rookie Draft Kit included. Let's get into the mailbag. And by the way, these questions are all over the place. Some rookie talk, some dynasty rookie draft, some, NFL draft stuff, some redraft, some 2024 breakout talk. All right. So let's get right into the questions. I picked 10 of them kind of at random. All right. The first question is from Prue55O. I'm assuming Pruso with fives. Rumors are that Giants will trade up for Drake May. Is that a good move? I'm a fan of teams having a solid foundation before introducing a rookie quarterback into a situation, because you want to take advantage of as much of that rookie contract as possible. Right now, I don't think we would have looked at the Texans last year and said that they were in a situation, where, they didn't need to trade up to get CJ Stroud, right? Like, that's the situation. That's the difference. The Giants would probably have to trade with the Patriots. Do the Giants have the offensive line, the wide receivers, the defense to take advantage of a rookie contract? Daniel Jones is still under contract this year. His cap hit is $47 million for 2024, which is absolutely insane. Are you going to be bringing in a rookie quarterback into that situation? Right? He also has an injury clause similar to what Derek Carr had a couple years ago when the Raiders, when they finally decided to bench him towards the end of the year because they knew they were going to move on and they couldn't risk Carr getting hurt. Otherwise, they'd be on the hook for 2025 as well. If I'm the Giants, I'm trading down. I'm accumulating picks. I'm playing Daniel Jones for a few games to see how he plays. If he plays well, great. Then you can make a decision for him to stay next year. If he stinks, then maybe you bring in Drew Lock. Call this a lost season and don't risk Daniel Jones getting hurt and move on, right? Because if he does get hurt, then now he's locked into 2025. Right? And then maybe take a quarterback next year or the year after. The problem is that Drake May is a very good prospect, right? And next year's crop isn't as good as this year's. But that's what you get as a result of this deal that you made with Daniel Jones, okay? So, Giants, kind of put themselves in a hole here. Is it possible that they end up getting Drake May? Yeah, very. Is it an ideal situation for him? No. But I think, I think they're trying to just move on from Daniel Jones in this situation and, not have to worry about, Daniel Jones and having to make another decision here, right? I think they want to move on. He didn't get a fair shake last year after, the first year of his deal. But, it's hard to tell whether the Giants want to give Daniel Jones another chance. All right, next question is from ChardMan1229. Would you rather have Justin Fields or Bryce Young in Superflex Dynasty? Even trade one for one. I'd rather have Bryce Young. He didn't show much last year, but his offense is improving. He has a new wide receiver one in Deontay Johnson. I'd expect them to add another receiver relatively early enough in this draft. The interior offensive line has already improved pre-draft. I'd expect them to add more help to the line during the draft. You have the quarterback whisperer, Dave Canales, coming in, and we're not going to have to deal with changes to play callers mid-season, right, and all that like we did last year. I think things have a good chance of turning around. Bryce Young was a very good prospect. His only issue was his size, and his size was not his problem last year, right? His on-target percentage, basically his accuracy, not taking into account whether the receiver catches the ball or not, but whether he was on target or not, it was low. In pocket, out the pocket, whether he was pressured or not, right? I think there's a good chance we see a real improvement with him this year. I think his situation around him is just going to be a lot better this year than it was last year. Justin Fields, he's not a starter right now. Do I think he has a chance of starting over Russell Wilson at some point this year? Yes, which is why I'm still paying attention to redraft and I'm not just giving him away in Dynasty. I think those spot stars are going to be there. But I don't see a long-term outcome for Justin Fields outside of those spot starts and high-quality backup duties, and more so high-quality for fantasy, right? When he's starting at any point, he has to be in your lineup. But the NFL has spoken on Justin Fields this offseason, and I'm making my decision based on that. Next question from Dez_Ledesma. Puka Nacua versus Garrett Wilson in a keeper league this year. If I had to choose one for 2024, it's Garrett Wilson. It's obviously close. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to lock in on him. This is assuming the Jets don't go out and draft Romo Odunze, right? Because I think Odunze can come in and challenge for targets right away. I think Garrett will still be the wide receiver one potentially, as in 2024. But, Odunze will get a lot of targets because it'll be those two guys and that's it, right? If they get Brock Bowers, I think there will be some target competition, but not to the extent of Garrett Wilson not still having top five upside, right? I'd expect a funnel passing offense. Garrett Wilson potentially with 150 to 170 targets. Even if Aaron Rodgers isn't the same Aaron Rodgers from 2 years ago, the targets and target quality will be good enough to keep Garrett Wilson's floor very high and his upside very high as well. Puka's going to be great. But there is a world where Cooper Kupp is healthy enough for targets to be relatively split between those two guys, even if Puka is the clear wide receiver one there. He's my wide receiver 7 going into the year, and Garrett's my wide receiver 5. So not a huge difference here, okay? We're just splitting hairs. Next question is from MBenson25. Is Rashee Rice going to be suspended 2 to 4 games or more? Adam Schefter recently came out and said that it'll be at least a multi-game suspension. I think the max we see is 6, personally, and the least we see is 2. With the possibility to maybe appeal to even 1, right? If I had to guess what it's going to be right now, I think that's kind of right in the money, like around your question, 2 to 4 games. I think that's what it's going to end up being. If you look at the suspensions we've seen recently, we haven't seen like, you know, 6 to 8 game suspensions or anything for things that were, you know, pretty bad, right? I think, you know, objectively bad. I think the NFL comes down really hard on gambling and stuff like that, right? I would recommend giving my friend Drew Davenport a follow on Twitter. He goes through the Rashee Rice case in detail multiple times with every little piece of news that comes out. He's going over it, okay? He's a practicing defense attorney, very knowledgeable, and he doesn't think this is going to be a big suspension, okay? So I'd recommend reading his tweet, threads around it. It's part of the reason why I'd be buying Rashee Rice in Dynasty. All right, next question from Jishy_C. Should I draft Stroud? Should I draft CJ Stroud or Anthony Richardson in a 2-quarterback league next year?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm going Anthony Richardson. All right, the added bonus of the rushing is still understated. It's still underrated. Still not being taken advantage of, not being taken as seriously for fantasy. I know CJ Stroud had an awesome rookie season, and he's going to be an awesome quarterback in Dynasty. I understand sticking with him, and I'm sticking with him. I have him ranked over Anthony Richardson in Dynasty because of what he showed all year long. Fine with that, right? I think he showed more longer sample size of him belonging in the NFL as a potential top quarterback. But in keeper leagues, in redraft leagues, given, you know, give me the guy with weak winning upside. CJ Stroud can get it done for you, but he's not going to give you games where he throws for 2 touchdowns, rushes for 1 on top of 50 to 60 rushing yards, right? That's a weak winning move for a quarterback, which is rare, right? The positional advantage that Anthony Richardson can give you next year is bananas. Richardson led the league in fantasy points per dropback last year. Josh Allen was 2nd. Lamar Jackson was 3rd. If you give Richardson a full season, he will take over the fantasy football landscape. All right, next question is from Trevor Hindman. I'm in a Dynasty Superflex league, and I have picks 106 and 108. Should I prioritize quarterbacks? I'm always prioritizing quarterbacks in Superflex, okay? They are the cornerstone of your roster. Unfortunately, I'd imagine that Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May will all be gone by the time you pick at 106. The decision point for you will likely be between one of the three elite wide receivers in this class and J.J. McCarthy. Now, if one of the previous three quarterbacks are available, I draft them at 106, unless Marvin Harrison is still on the board. If it's between one of the three elite wide receivers and McCarthy, I take the wide receivers over McCarthy. So any of Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, or Romo Odunze over McCarthy. Okay, definitely over Penix and Nix for me. And then the question around your 108 pick will probably be around Penix or Nix versus some of these other wide receivers like Brian Thomas Jr., A.D. Mitchell, Ladd McConkey. I think these wide receivers are safer, but first-round quarterbacks do get a leash. And if you're in need of a quarterback, I would take the quarterback who ends up in a better spot over this next set of wide receivers. Next question is from Joe Eknu, I think. Sorry if I butchered your name. Where would JSN rank in this wide receiver draft class? I think he would be the fourth wide receiver in this class behind the big three. Very good production profile, very efficient, very good route runner, very good after the catch, early breakout age, outproduced Garrett Wilson and Olave in 2021 at 19 years old. This is without me taking, you know, last year in the NFL into context, right? The landing spot wasn't good, but that's where he'd be for me if he was coming out this year in the same exact situation as he was coming out last year, right? So the next question is from Mikey Leon. Who's an under-the-radar running back who is going to have a breakout season next year? I'm going to go with Kendre Miller. Alvin Kamara's getting old. He's been inefficient. He's getting more inefficient as the years go on. He was terribly inefficient last year. Among all running backs with 100 or more carries last year, he was 7th worst in yards after contact per attempt and 6th worst in missed tackles forced per attempt. I think he's cooked in the run game. He's definitely still got it in the receiving game, so he's going to have some sort of role. But the Saints drafted Kendre Miller in the 3rd round as the heir apparent to Kamara. He was banged up early last year, and then when he got his opportunity late in the season, he looked really good. Jamal Williams was an afterthought, okay, in that offense last year, so no need to worry about him. Kendre Miller was a very good prospect. He'd be in the conversation with, you know, Trey Benson and Jonathan Brooks if he was coming out in this draft class. And I think he can get some opportunity this year in the run game at the very least. All right, next question is from Comey Chinsky. Do you trust Zamir White as the starter, or will the Raiders draft a running back? I think the three spots the Raiders have a chance of drafting a running back that could challenge Zamir White is at 77, that's the 3rd round, and 112 in the 4th round. I don't think they use their 2nd round pick on a running back. They added Alexander Mattison to the backfield, which could mean that they're good with their depth, right? Did they sign him to make Alexander Mattison their potential RB3? I don't know. You know, if I had to guess right now, I would say that the Raiders do not draft a running back with either of those picks, and they're satisfied with rolling with Zamir White for 2024, right? He did his thing towards the end of the year. He did it, you know, he got the volume, he produced, and, you know, simply put, there are a lot more holes to fill for the Raiders than running back, right? If they didn't pick up Madison, who's a solid backup, I can see them trying to fill in depth, which at the same time could double as competition for Zamir White. But I'm not sure I see that right now. You know, I'm buying White, you know, with like a late 2nd round pick if I can in non-superflex if I need a running back this year. It's a bit of a gamble, but you could have a 225-touch running back for 2024 if the Raiders don't end up taking him back in the first 3 to 4 rounds. At the same time, I'm also selling Zamir White if I can get like an early round, you know, an early 2nd round pick. I'm selling White. I'm also selling White if I can get an early 2nd round pick for him, you know, in rookie drafts, right? Especially Superflex. If I can get a mid-round pick in Superflex, I would probably take it because I would get a legit wide receiver most likely. Maybe even a late 1st round wide receiver with that pick. So I think there are a little bit of a range of outcomes for Zamir White, but it all depends on the price. All right, next question is from Nicholas Gilbo. I hope I pronounced that right, Nicholas. The 103 and a 2025 first round pick, rookie pick, or George Pickens, DK Metcalf, and 205. 12-team PPR Superflex, 6-point passing touchdowns. In a Superflex league, let alone 6-point passing touchdowns, I am taking that 103 and 2025 first round pick without a question, right? You can have, You can have Pickens on a low volume passing offense. You can have DK Metcalf with a crowded offense. You can have the 205. Give me one of the top three quarterbacks in this draft or Marvin Harrison Jr. And on top of that, if you can get a first in next year's rookie draft, easy money for me. I'll take that all day long. I don't view Pickens or DK anywhere close to the elite dynasty assets. So I like this deal. Okay, I'm taking the picks. Quarterback is king in Superflex. I totally understand taking Marvin over Drake May at 103, but I would definitely consider Drake May there in Superflex. He's a good enough quarterback prospect to take despite Marvin, you know, being more of a sure thing. And that is only because this is a two quarterback Superflex situation. That's going to do it for this show, guys. That was 10 questions. Appreciate you. Join me on draft day, day one and day two on Instagram stories. We'll be back next week. Matt Harmon is going to join the show on Wednesday of next week following the draft. So that's going to be our first show post-draft. So I can't wait to talk landing spots with the wide receiver whisperer himself. So we'll talk about all that. We'll probably break down running backs as well next week. So we'll get all into it, okay? Can't wait for these landing spots. Join me on draft day. It's draft week, baby. Go check out the rookie draft kit that we have at upperhandfantasy.com. Or sign up with Underdog Fantasy. Use code UPPERHAND. Minimum $10 deposit. Your first deposit gets doubled up to $100. And you'll get a free rookie draft kit as well. All right, guys. Take it easy. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the draft. Bye-bye.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.